Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into Concrete Echo, Ableton Live 12, Subsign Playbook with Breakbeat Surgery, and we're doing it in proper advanced drum and bass territory. So think dark city tunnels, hard reflections, foggy space, and a low end that feels like it's moving air through steel. The big idea is simple, but the execution is where the magic lies. We're building three things at once. First, a clean subsign foundation that stays mono, stable, and heavy. Second, a concrete echo atmosphere, meaning short, gritty, filtered reflections that sound more like hard walls than glossy reverb. And third, a surgically edited breakbeat that behaves like percussion, texture, and momentum all at the same time. Now, before you even start sound design, set the session up like a DNB session. Put the tempo around 172 to 174 if you want modern pressure, or slightly lower if you want more jungle swing. Work in 4/4, but think in 2-bar phrases. That matters. A lot of people write DNB like it's just a loop. Advanced DNB is phrasing. It's tension and release over time. Create 4 track groups if you can. Sub, break, atmos, and effects or transitions. That simple organization makes the whole project move faster, and in this style speed matters because you want to capture the vibe while it's hot. Let's start with the subsign foundation. Load up operator and keep it clean. One sign oscillator, low octave, no unnecessary extras. If you want the purest version, turn off the other oscillators and keep the filter out of the way. Set the amp envelope fast enough that the notes speak immediately, but not so fast that they click. Short release is fine, because you want the notes to land neatly around the drum pocket. And here's a teacher note that really matters. Treat the sub like a timing reference, not just a tone. In this style, the note lengths are part of the groove. If the sub decay runs too long, it will blur the snare movement. If it's too short, it won't support the pocket. So listen to how the sub note ends relative to the break. Sometimes the difference between a decent low end and a great one is just 5 or 10 milliseconds of note length. For MIDI, keep the pattern simple. Root notes, maybe a fifth, maybe a minor seventh, and lots of space. A good starting idea in a minor key is something like root, root, fifth, root, or a slightly more rolling version, with a low pickup note before the downbeat. The important thing is that the sub feels intentional, not busy. After operator, keep the chain clean and disciplined. Utility first, set it to mono, then EQ 8 just to remove useless sub rumble below the very bottom, then a little saturator, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on, just enough to help the sub read on smaller speakers. You do not want to make it wide, glossy, or oversized. A sub that sounds huge in solo but disappears in a club is not a good sub. Next, let's build the concrete echo atmosphere. This is where the world of the track starts to form. Don't think of this as a pretty pad. Think of it as hard surfaces, short decay, metallic distance, and a kind of claustrophobic air. You can start from a lot of sources: a field recording of metal, a reversed break fragment, filtered noise, a breath, a snare tail, even a sine-based texture. Load it into simpler or wave-eatable, then shape it so it lives higher up in the spectrum. High-pass the source so it's not fighting the sub, and keep the overall level lower than you think. Atmosphere in this style should support the groove, not drown it. A strong concrete echo chain usually starts with a EQ8 to clean the low end and any ugly resonance, then echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note time, moderate feedback, and filtered top and bottom. Keep the modulation subtle. If you want grime, a little noise is fine. Then hybrid reverb, but don't go for lushness. Use a small room or metallic space with a short to medium decay, short predelay, and a size that feels intimate rather than cathedral-like. A touch of saturator after that can dirty it up just enough. Utility at the end can narrow the width if the space starts to feel too cinematic. Here's the key concept. Concrete echo is about hard surfaces, not open air. So short decays, mid-range reflection, and a filtered tail are your friends. If the echo gets too beautiful, too wide, or too dreamy, it stops sounding urban and starts sounding abstract. Now comes one of the most important moves in the whole lesson, resampling. Once your atmosphere is doing something interesting, print it to audio. Record 4 to 8 bars. Listen for tails that form rhythm, echoes that land on offbeats, little resonant swells, and fragments that can be reversed. Then cut the best pieces out and treat them like composition material, not just texture. This is a huge advanced workflow point. Once a sound becomes the vibe, commit it to audio. Don't keep endlessly tweaking the devices. Print it, edit it, and make music with it. That's how you get a designed feel instead of a perpetual sketch. Now let's do breakbeat surgery. Pick a strong source break. Amen. think, something raw with snare detail and hat movement. Drag it into simpler or slice it to a drum rack. If you want precision, slice by transients. If you want a tighter grid, slice by sixteenths. The point is not to loop the break as is. The point is to recompose it. Build a tube bar pattern. Keep the main kick and snare anchors so the break still has identity, but start inserting ghost notes, hat fragments, reversed hits, and little skip moments. A good surgical break often feels like that original loop has been re-edited by a drum programmer who knows exactly where the tension should sit. Think in layers. The top layer is hats, clicks, and snare crack. The body layer is the low-mid weight of the break. You can process them separately if needed, which gives you much more control. On the break group, try EQ8 to clean the bottom, drum bus for density and transient shaping, a glue compressor for a little glue and movement, and a touch of saturator for edge. Be careful with boom. In this style, too much low-end boom can fight the sub and make the whole groove less readable. Here's another great trick. Use clip envelopes or simple volume moves per slice to make the break feel intentional. Shorten some hits, exaggerate others, and create little breathing spaces before key snare moments. That negative space is power. In dark DNB, a tiny dropout before the impact can make the next hit feel enormous. Now let's get the break and sub interacting. Usually, you want to sidechain the atmosphere, not the sub. Let the break or drum bus control the ducking on the atmosphere track. That keeps the space out of the way without making the low end unstable. Keep the attack quick, release medium, and the ducking subtle. You want the break to stay articulate, and you want the atmosphere to feel like it's bending around it. As for the sub, keep checking that it supports the kick pattern without stepping on the snare or ghost notes. If the break is busy, simplify the bass rhythm. If the bass is active, make the break more selective. The two should feel like they're speaking the same rhythmic language. Also, check phase and masking. Keep the sub centered. Make sure the kick fundamental and the sub aren't fighting. If the low mids start to cloud up, clean them aggressively. In this genre, clarity is not the enemy of weight. Clarity is what makes the weight hit harder. At this stage, you can add texture glue with a few stock device tricks. Want grit on the break tops? Eck, drum bus, saturator, maybe a subtle auto filter movement. Want eerie metallic motion? Corpus into echo into hybrid reverb can get you there fast. Want dusty air? Use noise, bandpass it, and send it lightly into the concrete echo chain. Varied often the best atmosphere is just a faint texture sitting behind everything, making the whole arrangement feel alive. Now arrange it like a real intro or breakdown bed. Don't just leave it as a loop. Give it shape. A practical 16-bar structure could go like this. Bars 1 to 4 establish the space with filtered sub and distant atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8 bring in sliced break fragments and ghost notes. Bars 9 to 12 lock the groove with a fuller surgical break pattern and a slightly more active sub. Bars 13 to 16 create the transition with tension elements, reverse textures, and less break density before the drop or next section. Automate with intention. Bring echo feedback up on one accent, then pull it back. Open the atmosphere filter gradually over 8 bars. Increase the reverb decay a little in the transition. Send only selected hits into the echo return. These little changes make the section feel authored rather than looped. And don't forget the final mix checks. Keep the sub mono. Avoid reverb below the low mid cutoff zone. Make sure the break isn't too harsh around the upper mids. Keep the atmosphere wide enough to feel spacious, but not so wide that it smears the drums. And leave headroom. This section should be able to lead into a louder drop later. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too wide. Don't let echo cloud the groove. Don't drown the break in reverb. And don't slice randomly without groove logic. Every edit should do one of three things: improve low-end readability, improve drum articulation, or improve perceived space. If it doesn't do one of those, remove it. If you want to push the style further, try breathing gaps in the sub, where you leave tiny holes before key snare hits. Try breakbeat rebounding, where a snare slice is duplicated with a tiny offset and high passed so it acts like a shadow transient. Try using echo as rhythm, not just atmosphere, by sending only a few slices and filtering the returns so it becomes a hidden percussion layer. And definitely experiment with parallel dirt chains, because a quiet crushed return can add a lot of aggression without killing the transients. Here's a great practice challenge. Make an 8-bar atmospheric DNB loop at 174 BPM using only three main tracks, one sub, one sliced break, and one concrete echo atmosphere. Program a two-note submotif and operator. Slice one break into a drum rack and build a two-bar pattern with a main snare, ghost notes, and a fill. Build the atmosphere with EQ, echo, hybrid reverb, and saturator. Resample 4 bars of it. Reverse 1 tail and place it before bar 5. Automate echo feedback on 1 accented hit. Then export it and listen on headphones and speakers. If the sub is clear, the break feels edited, and the atmosphere adds weight without masking the groove, you've nailed it. So remember the core takeaway here. In dark drum and bass, atmosphere is not decoration. It's part of the groove. When the sub, break, and echo all obey the same spatial logic, the track starts to feel massive. Clean low end, surgical drums, hard reflections, and controlled space. That's the Concrete Echo playbook. Now go build something that sounds like a tunnel system under the city.